Well, smartphone usage is embedded into our daily lives. With July being National Cell Phone Courtesy Month, it's a timely reminder to be mindful of our digital manners. U.S. Cellular recently conducted a survey to understand how considerate consumers are while they use their smartphones. And with us today is U.S. Cellular Area Sales Manager Eric Puryear. And Eric, how you doing today?
Doing great, Corey. How you doing?
I'm doing fine as well. Let's delve into this a little bit. First of all, how have cell phones shaped or changed our digital manners?
Well, you know, we're on our cell phones more than ever. And in fact, a recent survey that U.S. Cellular did found that 45% of the responders say that they've been ignoring their family in favor of their phones. And in addition, almost 40% say that they've almost walked into something or someone while using their phone.
Guilty. I hate to admit it.
We've all done that.
We have got so absorbed sometimes that we bump into something, and hopefully no injuries from it. So, you know, that has certainly changed our lives in many ways. So tell me about survey findings that U.S. Cellular conducted to help understand how considerate consumers are while they use their smartphones.
Yeah, so some other things was, you know, 59% of the people that responded to the survey say that using their smartphone on a date is the most inappropriate setting, even more than in a place of worship, a movie theater, or even while having dinner. You know, one interesting thing is that the usage in movie theaters has become more acceptable, as only 53% of the people consider it inappropriate to bring their phone up in a movie theater. That's actually an 11% decrease from last year.
Lilla, that surprises me a little bit. That's one of my, and I don't go to many movies, but I don't like that. I guess if it's out of sight and they can kind of keep it clandestine, then I guess I'm okay. But if they make it obvious, and I kind of like it's too distracting for me. So there is
that. Remind us to beware of the glare.
Beware of the glare. That's a good thing too. Also, I see that device use around children, concern about that is now 40% finding it inappropriate to use a phone while spending time with their kids, and that's a big bump from last year.
Yeah, so it's not all going in the wrong direction, right? We're realizing that, hey, you know, our time with our kids is actually more important than our time with our cell phone.
Yeah, for sure. So give us some tips that customers can use to be more courteous while we use our smartphone.
Absolutely. So first of all, try US mode. So U.S. Cellular has US mode, where we can take your phone and set out a block of time that will help you eliminate distractions by blocking your notifications during a time. So a lot of people will do, you know, dinner and evening time. They want to block out that time, so they put it their phones in US mode, and they can focus on being with their family. The other thing would be, remember that your cell phone calls are for your ears only. So keep your phone volume low and use headphones. Come on in, get a pair of Apple AirPods or Samsung Galaxy Buds, and avoid disturbing others with your conversation. And I would say, lastly, don't look down. If you're walking around, avoid using your device while you're walking around. You know, like we said earlier, so many people have bumped into something or someone. Nobody wants to end up being that meme on the internet. So stay aware of your surroundings as you use your cell phone.
Yeah, and I also like, too, that it is kind of annoying when people are glued to their phone when they're on the move. And I see your survey figured out 57% are annoyed when people seem focused on checking their phone when they're out and about. with company, and I kind of fall in that category too. I kind of think, I mean, especially if like you have an appointment to spend time and we're getting together, it's just like kind of, you know, can't you put your phone away for 15 minutes to half an hour? And I guess you have a phrase for it too, a little word called fubbing, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, fubbing is really where it's at.
And that's the act of being ignored by someone who's on their phone, and not only inconsiderate, but can also negatively impact your relationships. When it's hard to concentrate when somebody's just on their phone, especially, as you mentioned, while they're talking to somebody else, too. Being thoughtful when you're around others, too, and when you get calls. And I don't mind people getting calls when they're, you know, with you, but leave the room if possible, even if you've got the earbuds. That's something I like, because otherwise my mind just goes to, when I'm only hearing one half of a conversation, I'm trying to figure out what the other half is saying.
Well, it makes you feel like you're intruding on their conversation. Right. It makes, you know, you uncomfortable. And you didn't ask for it.
Mm-hmm. What about texting late at night? Is there an etiquette? I mean, is there a cutoff we should have, or just not do it after like 7, 8 o'clock? Or how do you handle that?
Well, you know, it really is depending on who you're texting and who you're not. If you're, you know, texting your best friend and you know that you're both up and still at it, by all means. But if you're texting somebody that is, you know, that you're unsure of, or that you're not as familiar with, you know, I would say 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening is about as late as you want to go to be texting someone.
Mm-hmm. For sure, because you got to figure you like your alone time with your family, and you shouldn't be interrupting that anyway. But you know, apply that to others too, and just, you know, if it can wait till tomorrow, leave it until tomorrow for sure. What about using abbreviations? Abbreviation or an acronym for everything these days, and I think it all started with LOL, but it's just getting to the point now where everybody's making an abbreviation. It's kind of like, should we be using those things all the time, even to people we know?
Oh, nothing gets me more confused than when one of my kids sends me a message with a bunch of abbreviations and emoticons, and I have to look up the meanings because I have no idea, right? We would say limit using those, because you don't want to make the person that you're texting feel like, you know, maybe they're out of it. Mm-hmm. Unless you know that person understands those abbreviations.
Mm-hmm. Being mindful when we're on the go, and your survey revealed some things about that, using wireless devices. Of course, sometimes, you know, we have business, we're responsible, and we have to make calls on the road. That's understood. Just make sure you have the hands-free option there. But anything else your survey revealed about that?
Just make sure that you're paying attention to your surroundings. Make sure that, you know, that you're using the hands-free devices, and, you know, make sure that you're being safe when you're doing it. I think distracted driving is, you know, always a big concern.
Yeah. And above all else, as you started with, you know, if you're going on a date, silence your phone, and probably don't even look at it, you know, unless your date excuses themselves and is not in your company for a few minutes. Maybe that would be a chance to look at some messages, but probably
keep
the best
phone
advice.
In your jacket, in your purse, wherever you keep it, just put it away. Pay attention to the person. in front of you.
Yeah. I try to challenge myself every once in a while, and it's hard to do, even just like an evening, just like one evening a week. Just don't look at it, you know, because the easiest thing to do is just fall back on that, and it forces you to, you know, to talk a little bit or to come up with something else, if nothing else, read or do something, and usually I think I feel better about myself because I'm not, you know, constantly inundated with all the news, much of it bad news, the Absolutely. Notification stuff, and I think I'm mentally better off too, and my brain isn't going a million miles as I head to bed. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, bring your phone down to US Cellular on East Leota. We'll help you get it set up with S Mode.
Okay, sounds good. Eric Puryear, U.S. Cellular Area Sales Manager, has been our guest this morning talking about National Cell Phone Courtesy Month. Be mindful of using your cell phone, especially around others, and be courteous. Get those cell phone manners where they need to be. Eric, thanks so much for your time today, and we'll catch up with you later. Bye-bye.